greet one another this morning, this beautiful Lord's morning.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests. I have a few to add or to update that are on our sheet that we have in your bulletin. First, we want to celebrate with Abby and Logan after their marriage yesterday and be praying for them. And of course, we want to pray for the Augsburger family after the passing of Lorraine. Also, Carolyn Schwarzendruber shared that their daughter-in-law Beth, their daughter Beth, right? Daughter Beth, Beth's mother-in-law. Okay, I'll get this straight. Okay, their daughter Beth, Beth's mother-in-law Gloria, is nearing the end of her life. So we could be praying for Gloria and the family there. I also want to continue to pray for the Hags, April's father passing away. Glad to see Brad here this morning. He had eye surgery last week. The doctor said that it went well, but he has a checkup on Tuesday and a few more checkups after that. So continue to pray for him and that the eye will heal. Of course, we want to pray for VBS this week. And also, our missionary of the month is CEF. And you're going to get to hear from Glenda in a few minutes. But CEF has their Christian Youth in Action camp this week, and 50-ish young people that are out there learning how to share the gospel in backyard Bible clubs. So we'll be praying for their camp this week. Do we have any other prayer requests or praises today? Yeah. Okay, so Erica's friend Dakota, and what was the last part? Leukemia. Okay. Anyone else this morning? Terry? Okay. Cousin Janet?
Yeah.
Janet? Okay. Ron? Okay. Okay. Yeah, so we have June on our prayer list there on the bottom for back pain. So that's continuing to improve, but she had a little accident and broke a toe. So we'll pray for, maybe get out some bubble wrap, Ron. I don't know, but pray for June. Any other? Okay. Anita.
Yeah.
We probably should give him a round of applause, but yeah. I know he had some help, but yeah, they've definitely got the church looking very jungle-like. So, good on ya. So, there was somebody here, in, Liz, was it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's great news. If I knew how to sing, we would probably sing happy birthday to you, but maybe we could do that during fellowship time. Nah, we can do it. Let's sing happy birthday to Miles, shall we? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miles. Happy birthday to you. That is a great accomplishment to see him a year old and be healthy and doing well. So continue to pray for Miles. Anything else today? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the privilege that it is to come together to worship you. Thank you for the freedom that we have to do that, and especially this weekend as we observe Memorial Day. We are mindful of what sometimes seems like cliche when you say that freedom isn't free, but it is in fact true. And we know that there have been many men and women who have given their lives in defense of our country, and we thank you for their service. We thank you for their families, and we pray especially for their families this weekend, and you would encourage and comfort them as they remember their loved ones who gave their lives to defend our nation. We thank you for those who are serving now as well. We thank you for the ministries of our church, and we thank you for the opportunity this week to host Vacation Bible School. We do thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and the folks that have helped him and get everything decorated and looking ready for the Vacation Bible School activities. We just pray that you would be with each worker and volunteer this week, that you would give them the strength that they need in doing their different parts for Vacation Bible School. We thank for each student that will attend and pray that they will not only have fun while they're here this week, but they would learn about you, that they would grow in their knowledge of your word, and that if there are any attendees who don't know Christ as their Savior, that they would hear the truth of their need for salvation, and that they might make that decision this week. We thank you also for the opportunity that we have to be part of the support for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we thank you for Glenda being here this morning and for their camp this week with the young people that will be giving of their time to learn about sharing the gospel and presenting your word, and particularly in the backyard Bible clubs. We just pray for safety for them as they travel today to head out to Sunshine. I pray that you'd be with Glenda and the other leaders this week as they teach and mentor. We pray for the students that will lead all those backyard Bible clubs this summer. We just pray for their health, for safety, and pray for wisdom for them as they present and as they interact with all of the children that will attend those clubs. And we just thank you for their willingness to serve in that way. We thank you for the marriage yesterday of Abby and Logan. And we pray for your blessing on their marriage. And we just pray that you would continue to guide and direct them as they begin life together. We do pray for Miles. We thank you for his birthday today. We thank you for seeing him through this first year and with the surgery that he's had, and we just thank you that he's healthy and doing well, and we just pray that you would continue to watch over him and that he would grow physically, and also as he grows older and gains the ability to understand, we pray that he would come to a saving knowledge of Christ. We do pray for the requests and concerns that have been mentioned this morning. We do thank you for Lorraine Augsburger and for the long life that she lived and for the blessing that she was to so many people, and we just pray that you would be with her family and comfort them. We pray for the celebration of her life on Saturday. We do pray that you would be with Beth's mother-in-law, Gloria, And we pray for her family as well as she goes through the last days of her life. We pray that you would comfort her, and we just pray that she would pass peacefully when the time comes. We pray for the Haig family and April and her siblings and her mom with the passing of her dad. We thank you that the Brad's surgery this week went well in his eye. We pray that his eye would continue to heal and will not be any further complication. We pray that you'd be with his checkup that he has coming up on Tuesday. We pray for June, and we thank you that her back is continuing to improve. We pray that that would continue to be the case, and we pray for healing of her toe, and thank you that she wasn't more seriously injured in the accident that she had. For Terry's cousin, Janet, we pray for her, and we pray for comfort for her as well. For Erica's friend, Dakota, and the diagnosis of leukemia, we know that that is a scary word, a scary diagnosis to receive. We just pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors in determining treatment that they might pursue, and we pray for Erica and others that come alongside and seek to be an encouragement and help. We just thank you for the privilege that it is to come together to worship. We thank for each person who is here, for each one that's not here this morning, perhaps is traveling or not feeling well. We just thank you for everyone that's part of our body, and we just pray that you would continue to be honored and glorified through our church. We pray that we would seek to be faithful to you and to your word in each different aspect of our ministries here, whether it's Vacation Bible School, youth group, worship service, Sunday school, missions trips, everything that we do. We pray that not only while we're here together corporately, but also individually as we go about our lives, that we would live lives that are worthy of the gospel, that we would be a light, that we'd be a testimony to those we come in contact with. We do thank you for your provision for the needs of our church and for the needs of each of us individually as well. We pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive. We pray that we would steward well the resources that you bless us with, that we'd use those funds wisely in the furtherance of your kingdom. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Thank you for your love for us. And thank you that you had a plan and that Jesus willingly came to earth and lived a perfect sinless life and died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And thank you that we know that he is alive, that he is seated at your right hand. And we just thank you for the gift of salvation and the gift of being called the children of God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
When we get to this time of year, we intentionally have CEF as the missionaries that we emphasize during the month of May, because at the end of May, we always get a privilege of having Glenda with us, because she is getting prepared for their camps. And so, as I was taught to be ready to preach, pray, sing, or die at a moment's notice, it is always good to put a face and a name together. And so, Glenda, if you would come up. For most of us, we think the child evangelism fellowship things are winding down, but actually they're getting ready to ramp up. And so, Glenda, if you would give us an update, please.
Actually, they start about January. I get about September, right after fair, till about about Christmas time, that it's a little slow. And then after that, we start revving up for all our ministries. We start out with we have good news clubs in the fall. So right after fair, we're starting to get all those good news clubs ready to go, and that kind of thing happens. And then we start recruiting for Winter Quest. And by the time we get starting for Winter Quest, I'm already planning Christian Youth in Action. But first, I'd like to thank you for your prayers and support for the ministry. I open the checks every month with the state director, and so I get to see your faithful support come in every month, and that is such a blessing to not only me, but to the ministry of South Dakota. This year's been really hard, and it's been tough. Up until a couple weeks ago, I didn't care much about doing the work that I love. Christian Youth in Action is like the best thing ever. I mean, it's like training teens to teach kids about Jesus is like the ultimate high for Glenda. And this year it's just been kind of going through the motions. But I'm starting to understand that, and just pray for me as I go through this week. If you didn't know and you're here new, I lost my husband 10 months ago. It was 10 months ago yesterday. And so it's been kind of a roller coaster of emotions. Driving over here without Glenn, just little things like that, just kind of, you wonder why you're feeling weird, and then you kind of always go back to, it's grief, and you don't even understand it's grief. That aside, we're really excited about what God's doing in Christian Youth in Action. Jim met me at the door, and he says, oh, by the way, you're on the program, and that's okay. I love to share about CEF. In Psalm 78, you all probably know this verse. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children. And these are our children. These are the teens that my kids that we teach. They're all my kids. That the next generation might know them. So they're teaching so that this is a four-generation verse. That the next generation may know them, then the children yet unborn will rise and tell them to their children. So what we're doing this week is going to affect children yet unborn. And so as you're giving and as you're praying, this is what we're reaching. We're reaching those children that are yet unborn. And last year we had 40 teens at training, and this year we have 51. Now, God was moving really quickly because at one point we almost had 60. And I didn't know where we were going to put them all. Mr. Watson would attest to that email that, like, we have, like, way more boys than will fit in those rooms. What are we going to do? Well, God had some decide not to come. I kind of had in my head so many rooms, and I wasn't thinking the rooms right, but we do have plenty of room. And we would have stacked them. Because if the kids want to come, we're gonna teach them. And so just be in prayer for our kids, the teens that are there. Some of them are new. Last year we had a student that came, and she was like deer in headlight little girl, and she was so excited to be there, but she was like this deer in headlights and was probably ready to pack up and go home. But by the end of the week, she is this, I'm a bull in a china shop. I am ready to go. And so just be in prayer for those shy ones, be in prayer for the overconfident ones that this is their third or fourth year and they think that they got this, because that happens too. Be in prayer for the staff. It's a lot of kids to manage. Our prayer request for our CYA is that everyone to be unified. You know, the students, we don't want cliques. We want the staff to be unified. We want the whole team to be unified. Pray for wholesome talk. That should be obvious, but you know, gossip happens and that stuff goes on and then it starts to run tensions through if somebody doesn't like something. Pray that the staff would be present. That should be obvious too, but we get tired and we just would rather go hibernate in our rooms, and it's hard to extend the energy. Pray that many children would come to know Christ through this. And one of our most important goals, and I've always said this, is that I don't care if these teens never teach one five-day club. If they come and grow in Christ and know Christ deeper in a bigger relationship with Him, then we've done our job. Because not only are we teaching them to teach, we want them to be closer to God. And I thank you so much for just allowing me to be here. Pray for me. I have not slept well in 10 months. And most nights I'm up 2 or 3 or 4 times a night. And I just need sleep this week. And so if you would like to pray, pray for sleep. If you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably awake too. So just, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you would take your hymnals or look up on the screen, hymn number 410. Please stand as we sing together, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee." 410. My faith looks up to Thee. Several pages, 424. Tell Me the Old, Old Story, hymn 424. Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story simply as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story fully, that I may take it in, that wonderful redemption, God's remedy for sin. Tell me the story often, for I forget so soon the early dew of morning has passed away at noon. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Tell me the same old story when you have cause to fear that this world's empty glory is costing me too dear. Tell me the story always, if you would really be in any time of trouble a comforter to me. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.